considered aggravations for being police officers. Crime.
Pretty soon we're going to have a crime-free society if we keep it up. or a pen full of prisoners.
It was our thought to make this kind of sentencing scheme consistent with what we've done for crimes against peace officers. The crime is directed against a peace officer. And your
peace officer, he knows that something's going to happen to him in his line of duty sometime.
Well, it includes...
The odds are there. He knows that that's what he gets early retirement for.
Well, it includes firemen.
Same way with prosecutors. They know their time is limited.
Maybe mine ought to be. But that, you know, if that's the legislature judgment, that's fine. I think it is a mistake to make what is otherwise misdemeanor, juvenile, immature type conduct into something more than what it is. I mean, it is not.
That's not juvenile, immature conduct. An organized racial discord is not juvenile conduct. And that's about as brutal as it can get.
But the thing is, I mean, the one. White kid paints a swastika on a synagogue. I mean, everything comes down to
it might be my kid next door, and I don't want to do it. But there's a lot of grown-ups that do that for a specific reason.
Sure, but a lot of these
because they hate other people.
A lot of these petty misdemeanor type offenses are really committed by young people who don't have the judgment, don't have the maturity. I mean, I can give you an example.
Tell the German Jews that, and some of the Polish Jews that were like, you know, when Hitler, don't pay attention to Hitler. He isn't for real.
Let me give you an example of a situation I ran into a few years ago as a prosecutor. It was 4th of July here in Juneau. A Canadian Coast Guard ship came into town, and a couple of French-Canadian sailors got off the boat and walked into one of the bars downtown. And they were immediately surrounded by a whole group of a particular racial group. Didn't want them in their bar. So these guys left the bar. This group followed them out there and essentially surrounded them. No overt threats were made, but these two people were fearful that something was going to happen to them any moment. I mean, there was this big group of people surrounding them. And the only reason that they did that, the only reason they followed them out, is because there were some white people going into another racial group's bar. Now, is that the kind of, I mean, putting somebody in fear of imminent serious physical injury or imminent physical injury in those circumstances, does that justify each of those six people who were doing that?
Do you pride yourself on being a fair-minded prosecutor?
Yes.
Would you prosecute those people for that?
Under this
would bill? You prosecute those people for that?
For what crime?
If a policeman came up and says, I want you to file a charge against these people for intimidation, racial intimidation, would you prosecute those people because they surrounded the two Canadian soldiers?
Probably.
You say, but you wouldn't beat her, and you know you wouldn't. Just tell the guys to get on the ship and get out of town.
Okay, but this kind of bill is going to send a message that we ought to be prosecuting those kinds of cases. And maybe we ought to be prosecuting for felonies, and maybe those people ought to be sitting in jail for 2 or 3 years. I mean, that's not the kind of situation I think that I was
two guys discussing buying a camp someplace, you might prosecute under that.
Is it the department's view that what we have in the criminal code is perfect symmetry and a complete product? So that could we come to other proposals to classify or add offenses and also take the position that we have? This is like the Mona Lisa that we can't change the line.
Well, we obviously didn't on Senator Ray's death threats. You know, I mean, that was a loophole that needed to be closed. What we're suggesting is specific penalties for this kind of conduct. I mean, if the legislature wants to get a message across, let's let the message be you're going to go to jail if this happens.
Incidentally, as long as you brought that up, Dean, and you, it is Vice Joe has been apprised by some attorney of some legal standing within the state that they consider that as unconstitutional. So you might talk to the Senator Joseph about it. As long as you brought that up. I think we got an idea where you're coming from. Are there any...
I just want to know, do you recommend, the Department of Law recommend this then as a substitute?
Well,
substitute?
The Department of Law recommends this type of approach, the same type of approach that was applied to assaults against peace officers, as something that fits into the current scheme and gets a stronger message across that this type of conduct is disapproved.
Well,
yes, we do recommend that as an approach.
We understand that the position of the Department of Law would be such as that if it came up to the governor in that fashion, that they would recommend it would be vetoed. Is that correct?
I can't make that statement.
I'd like to.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll take my chance on that. I think there's another point here, too. victims of the assault to have the judge determine that I did it because my victim was black or Native or Irish or something. I might prefer to have that question. If I'm going to face that problem, be presented to a jury, which would happen under this bill, but not under your control.
Well, it's my intent to have this subcommittee get together and find that law with Senator Joseph. We'll bring this back on Monday. Wendy. Is there anybody else that would like to get some testimony? And thank you, Ms. Nelson.
I want to thank the chair for the time.
No problem. No problem. We'll bring it back again on Wednesday. All right. Thanks, Dean. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you, sir.
No other business come before the committee.
Look up pro board needs. They need a problem.
Wait, I guess it's a good that I get.
I'll put a mark.